Stumped on what to talk about on Turkey Day? With the holidays upon us, you know that you're going to take on one of the great challenges of American society, the family conversation. We're all aware of the interpersonal landmines involved in discussing religion, politics, and whatever particularly source of friction each family no doubt has. The holiday means family get-togethers. Lately, with the polarization in the U.S., it seems that holiday gatherings with families have become hotspots with children and parents squaring off with each other, or the family holiday has become the no-talk zone. How can people avoid this? Here with help is Cheryl Hunter, a specialist on stress and overcoming obstacles.
Well, there are so many thorny issues now, and I think people are fed up with the pandemic, with politics, the economy, the vaccine debate. And if you think about it, in the middle of World War I, on Christmas Eve 1914, they literally paused the fighting on the Western Front, came out of the trenches, and celebrated Christmas. Can we not do the same on this Thanksgiving? It's one meal out of a lifetime where we could truly put aside all those thorny topics and just look for that which connects us rather than that which divides.
So what are some tips that you have for families that are going to be gathering here throughout the entire holiday season and how they can still get together and enjoy the holidays without having a reenactment of World War II or even creating a World War III with some of these conversations?
Exactly. Here's a fun way you can do it. You can turn it into a game, a secret game, to steer the conversation to the positive. Now, think about any game, it has rules. In football, you get the pigskin down to the end zone before the big guys tackle you. In this game, before your holiday get-together, you choose your teammates. Let them know the rules. No matter what negative conversations people bring up, find a way to turn it into something positive. If you get tackled, you lose the ball, you turn it over to one of your teammates and have them steer the conversation in a positive direction. We all know those family members where you could say, Happy Thanksgiving, and they'll say, well, what's happy about it? And I've even found that those negative Nellies start to play the game themselves. They don't know about it, but they even start to turn the conversation toward the positive once they've found that this is a trend that's happening at the holiday get-together.
Cheryl, what other tips do you have for folks that are preparing to get together for those Thanksgiving feasts?
Well, sometimes there are those bomb throwers in the family who like to lob something into the middle of a conversation, something volatile, and just wait to see what happens. Mm-hmm. What we can do to prepare ourselves beforehand is imagine the worst case scenario. Plan out how you'll respond. Those people that like to start arguments rely upon surprise. So if we anticipate all those things in advance, we won't get sucked into someone else's argument. That's one thing we can do. Another thing is read the room. People are different than they were pre-pandemic. Some lost jobs, others lost loved ones. If the conversation is somber, ask thoughtful questions. If the conversation is jovial, keep it light. Just, again, avoid those hot topics like politics, vaccines, etc. I think if we do those things, it'll keep our Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving from turning into a horror film.
Well, Cheryl, we sure appreciate you giving some time and some tips for us, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.